All right. We welcome all of you this beautiful June morning. This emergency meeting of the State CDBG Policy Committee. We're meeting online. The date is June 5th. The time is 12 o'clock p.m. And do we need to do a roll call? How do you guys want to do that? Or you've just got a record of who's there?
I have a record of who's here, already typed out, and then when we do the motions, we'll do a roll call vote for the motions.
Okay, excellent. So we welcome all of you. I hope you're having a great start to your summer, and things are going well in each of your areas. We have two emergency projects that need approval before they can move forward and execute the contract. Is there anybody make a presentation to the committee on these two, or we got the documentation just this morning. I printed it out.
Cody Christensen, he'll talk about the Newcastle fire engine, and then Tamara Dockstetter will be talking about the Price City fire department equipment.
Okay, so you ready to go, Cody?
I'm ready.
Sorry, Sarah, I just totally skipped over you. Sorry, Sarah's going to talk about the conflict of interest really quick.
Okay, sorry, Sarah, I skipped that too. So first we'll go to Sarah.
Okay, I hope that you can see my screen. Confidentiality and conflict of interest certification. You'll see up top the RFP title is the development block. I am going to quick read through it so that each of you know what you are signing and that you have heard it. Again, the proposals to be evaluated are the two discussed, Iron County Fire Engine, Price City Fire Department. So if you have access to your email right now, this has been sent to each of you. It's a simple Adobe sign. So if you need any help on it, let me know. It's really preferable that we have this before those projects are presented. So as I'm reading through it, maybe you can multitask a touch and look at that. I understand that all information going to lead to any grant applications and information regarding the evaluation process is proprietary and as such cannot be released or discussed in any manner of offers or interest not involved in the proposal evaluation process.
We have a lot of background noise. Is there somebody that's not muted?
Yeah, we're getting some real feedback.
Okay, can you still hear me?
That's way better. It sounded like two of you speaking. Sorry about the interruption, but I couldn't hear very well.
Why don't you start on the second paragraph? I think we got most of the first, Sarah.
I can't unmute myself. Can you hear me? You can hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. I will conduct the evaluation in a manner that ensures a fair and competitive process and avoids the appearance of impropriety. I have not received any compensation from any employee, consultant, or anyone working for any vendor or contractor currently responding to a solicitation or who currently has a contract with the state of Utah or any of its entities. I certify to the best of my knowledge that I do not participate in social activities with potential grantees that will interfere with the proper performance of my duties, will lead to unreasonably frequent disqualification of me from the grant process, or would appear to a reasonable person to undermine my independence, integrity, or impartiality. I certify to the best of my knowledge that neither I nor any member of my immediate family has a material, personal, or financial interest in or fiduciary responsibility to any grant applicant or to a direct competitor of any grant applicant under consideration by this proposal evaluation committee. I further certify to the best of my knowledge that no other relationship with or bias towards any offer exists, which will prevent me from evaluating any proposal solely on its merits. I certify that if I have any relationship or bias toward an offer, any offer, or any relationship or bias that may create the perception of bias, I shall immediately make written disclosure to the Department of Workforce Services, which determine the appropriateness of the prospective committee members sitting on the evaluation committee. So obviously we're about to get started on this right now. Hopefully if all of you agreed to be on the committee today that you don't have a conflict, we do just need to document that. So again, if you can go ahead and look in your email, get that signed, and I'll watch for those, and then I will excuse myself from the meeting if there's no questions.
Let's see if we can get out of this without losing the meeting here. Let's see. Email. So how's it set up for us to sign it?
It's from Adobe Sign. Looks like.
It's signatures on Emerge. Okay, review and sign.
So you just have to print your name, sign it, and enter that date there.
Yeah.
Sarah, is this coming from you?
It's coming from Adobe Sign.
Okay.
It's not letting me type my name. It's got to click here to sign.
That's okay. It'll have your...
Oh, it did. It filled it in.
Okay.
All right. Click to sign. I've done that. Processing.
Yep, Kendall, I got yours. I've marked
all righty.
Calls. Thank you. I appreciate you guys taking a minute to have the paperwork part of it out of the way.
Now I can figure out how to get you. There we go. Now I'm back.
Yeah, I appreciate everybody's patience. I know this is something new, and then I'm new, and that just is a bad mix. And so... We'll get through it.
How are we doing, everybody? Is everybody able to get into it? Out here mowing the lawn this morning, I about need a baler. I've been gone for a couple of weeks, and it's done well.
Well, with all the rain we've had.
Yeah, I thought I'd get home and find some dry spots, but it's been rainy enough to keep it good.
Chairman Crindon, you may need to get yourself a couple of goats if you go away on vacation again.
Well, we took my grandkids to Disneyland.
Aw.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a couple of goats. They'd keep it down. They coming in, Sarah? You getting them?
Just waiting on two still. If you need me to walk through anything or if you're not seeing it in your email.
Sarah, I found it, but I can sign it, but it won't send it.
It won't send it.
When I push apply, it doesn't do anything. So that's not probably a problem on your side.
Maybe hit finish at the top.
I have no finish at the top.
Let me see. Did it let you fill out your name and the signature and the date?
It did.
Okay. You might, if you want to try just refreshing the entire page, just refresh your entire web page and see if that will, if you can click the next button, it might have you print and sign again.
I think I got it.
Okay. Not showing submitted for me. I'm just going to keep refreshing. It might be. Yep, there it is. Okay. Thank you. And then Scott, is yours, are you able to do yours now or do you need to do it later?
Yeah.
Looks like Scott's on a phone, so it may be difficult to switch.
Oh, okay. So, Scott, if you want to either type in the chat.
So I did mine about 5 minutes before I got on.
You did?
And I finished it, so you should have it.
I don't know why it's not showing up for me. We can just take a verbal and then we can figure out that after the meeting if you... Do you have any conflict with either?
Like I say, I submitted it, so okay. Should be there.
Okay, I will. Yeah, I'm not sure on that. I'll look at that and then touch base with you after.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone. Do you need me for anything else?
That's it. Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, good to see you all. Take care.
All right. Now, Cody, we're ready for you.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, so this application is from Iron County, and it's for a fire engine replacement in the Newcastle area, which is west of Cedar City, and it's for a wildland truck. So it's to replace a 1975 truck, it's a Type 3 wildland urban interface engine. They had an electrical malfunction and it can no longer be repaired. They've repaired it a few times, but it's getting to the point where they can't repair that anymore. So with fire season coming up, they need to get that replaced as soon as possible. And so they've come to us with an emergency application on that. So the application is for that, I don't know, what questions do you have? What more do you need from me? I'm not sure what else to present.
Board members, do you have any, it's been working its way towards being inoperable, the electrical malfunction, if you've repaired it a couple of times, so it's.
Well, it's almost, Mr. Chair, it's almost 50 years old, this engine, and it's a lot of the problems with these older engines is it's not so electrical. Of course, it is on this one, but the frames become cracked, and a lot of times these old fire trucks are going out to a fire, and the frames will crack and break and hurt, you know, firefighters. So this is I probably have to declare a conflict where this is in my county. This is Commissioner Cousins. I don't know how that works, you know, if I have to recuse or whatever on the vote, but they are in dire need. They've been hurting for a long time in the West Desert with fire. We just built a new fire station in Newcastle, which is going to really help them. In the wintertime, they've had to park their water tender and another fire truck in a old potato barn that Bob Holt would let us use. But in the wintertime, they'd have to drain them, you know, so they didn't freeze up. And that wasn't very conducive to, you know, if you had a fire to hurry and fill it up and go. But so this would be a great help for our western side of our county. So.
Okay. Any other questions, board?
Yeah, I've got several questions if I could. One, why is this, either one of these, an emergency, and why are we seeing them? Why aren't they going through the normal process with CDBG funding? And is this taken out of their allocations? And if that's the case, why again are they not going through the normal process?
Good question. On our end, yes, it will come off of our allocation off the top of next year. So it comes off the top of Fife County's allocation next year. And then that they, applied for this because this came up after the deadline. So it came up in February, when they came to us because they said, well, it can't be repaired anymore. So we need this as soon as possible. So that's when they came to us. So that's why it's an emergency.
Okay. So there again, why are we seeing it? If it's going to come off of your allocation, why does the county just not? I guess that's where my confusion is.
I'm wondering if it's because it's this program year, that the Iron County or the Fife County, CDBG funding has been approved for this program year.
Right.
And so this will go off the top of next year. I would assume all of the members of Fife County are aware that they're going to be docked, well, not docked, but they'll be short $350,000 next year if they get this grant.
Yeah, it had to be approved by our rating and regional review committee first before we could come to you.
So your rating and ranking committee is approved to apply for the emergency, but yes, they can't approve it. I think Scott's question is, why couldn't they approve it in their own rating and ranking? And I'm suspecting, if I'm right, it's because it's another calendar year, so it's got to come to us as an emergency.
That's what I understand. Yeah.
Does that answer your question, Scott?
Well, yeah, but it does, but it doesn't. I guess I don't understand how the state works. But, so, you know, they're still getting their allocation. It's still going to them. They've already approved the funding. So, you know, if we say no, what happens? I mean, you're still going to get those fundings and stuff. I'm really confused.
So this is Jen. Jess, do you want me to take this or?
Go ahead, Jennifer.
Okay. So Scott, that is a really good question. So it is in our policies and procedures that any emergency project has to be approved by the policy committee. And it is because it is next year's funding. And so rather than waiting for the next funding cycle and going through the regular process, they need it funded now. It also comes off of the CDBG line of credit that we have with HUD. So they've already used all of their funding for this year. So they're agreeing to use funding for next year and reducing their regional allocation. But all projects have to be approved by the policy committee. Normally, even with the normal process where we come to the policy committee, we give an update. These are the projects that we're planning on funding. We go over all of that with you guys as well. So we're just doing it at a different time.
Okay. So are we borrowing money then, Jennifer, to fund these?
So this year, normally, yes, we would be using a line of credit, but this year, Wasatch Front Regional Council did not use their full allocation, and so we have that money that is set aside to reallocate to next year. We're actually going to use that to fund these projects, but it's still next year, whether it's the 350 or the 250, whatever Newcastle ends up needing, it'll come off of Fife County's regional allocation. So it won't affect any of the other regions.
And that money will be restored to Wasatch. Well, it won't be restored to Wasatch Front if it if they didn't use their allocation, that would be divided equally among the AOGs for next year's funding, correct?
Yes, and so we're just swapping that. Instead of holding on to that and distributing that out, we're going to take it from the top of Fife County and distribute it out next year, so we don't have to worry about the line of credit.
Okay.
Did you want me to speak on Price City Fire Department now or wait to answer Scott's question, or do you want me to wait until I present the entire project?
Well, I would think the same question possibly might be with yours, but we maybe got it answered. Scott, do you have any more questions?
Well, that answers my questions as to why we're seeing these. And so, therefore, I'll make the motion to go ahead and fund that or allow them to fund that.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the emergency funding request for Fife County Association of Governments for the Newcastle fire engine.
I'll second that.
We have a second. Did you get who that was?
Mayor Danny.
Okay. We have a motion and second. Did you say, Cody, that you need a roll call vote on this? On the vote?
Stacy, you'll take a roll call vote, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, Mayor. Go ahead, call us and then we'll vote.
Okay, so we have a motion to accept to fund this by Commissioner Bartholomew, seconded by Mayor Van Wagner. Mayor Allen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Cozens?
Yes, if I'm okay to vote.
Mayor Van Wagner?
Yes.
Chairman Crittenden?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, thank you all. Okay, who was going to present? Then Stacy, were you going to present on the
Tamara Dockstetter is going to present for the Price City Fire Department.
Okay, go ahead, Tamara.
Okay, great. Thank you. Price City Fire Department is in need of new SCBAs, which are self-contained breathing apparatuses. They had planned to go into this funding year to the next funding round to apply for this money. However, in the spring of this year, they found out that the vendors that they had that were repairing the tanks or the parts that were necessary to make these operable tanks, they no longer service them. So as these tanks go bad, they are literally junk. There's nothing they can do with them. There's nobody that'll touch them. So we did think of applying for this emergency grant because waiting on them puts many, many firefighters in jeopardy. It sends less firefighters out to any fire that might happen because, again, they have many tanks that are failing. So we're asking CDBG for $150,000 to replace the tanks. And Mayor Corianis is on the phone with us if you have any questions for him. They have applied in other areas. They've applied for FEMA several different times because they do have a dedicated SCBA program. But like many rural towns, they fall short in meeting the criteria, and the SCBAs have been going to larger urban fire departments. I would be happy. Our board has already met and approved this project unanimously. We held a public hearing this morning, and the minutes are going to be on that public hearing soon. So we've done what we needed to do as far what we've been asked of CDBG at this point.
Okay, and if you read the application, the conditions on this are the same as the other one. The $150,000 that they're requesting will come out of their next year's CDBG funding, and it's been approved by the Southeastern group, so they're aware of that. Any other questions on this?
Move to approve.
We have a motion from Scott Bartholomew to approve. Do we have a second?
Second. Commissioner Cousin.
Commissioner Cousin, second. Any other questions? Not. Stacy, do you want to take a roll call vote?
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Bartholomew to approve the $150,000 for the City Fire Department and seconded by Commissioner Cousins. Mayor Allen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Cousins?
Yes.
Mayor Van Wagner?
Yes.
Chairman Crittenden?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. This is very well needed. We appreciate it. We appreciate your time.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
This is Commissioner Cousins. Hey, I just wanted to thank this board for your support. I know in our five county association of government meeting, I stayed quiet because I felt I had a conflict on this. And our friends to the south, Gil Almquist, county commissioner from Washington County, actually made the motion and it was unanimous. And, you know, and this did take money off the top from our fellow counties for next year. And I just want to express my gratitude again, not only to them publicly, but to you guys as a board. This will be a great help for our Newcastle folks. We just feel like they're in pretty dire need. They do have a fire truck available right now, so this will be something that they can acquire and put to good use to, you know, ensure the safety of our western side of our county. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul. Anyone else?
Yes, this is Mayor Mike Corianis. I would like to say thank you. Our fire chief, when we hired him 3 years ago, his goal was to get these SCBAs replaced and also to our fire trucks. I know very well of fire trucks and the importance of a fire truck. In December, the council approved a new fire truck because we got a smoking deal on it. And so that was one piece of one less stressful piece of equipment we needed for the fire department. These SCBAs are a huge lift, and I can't say enough for our fire chief. You've made his Christmas come earlier. Just for the board's information, that basically our chief doesn't have long on the face of this earth. He's fighting cancer, and so this is a really good story to present to him in this, you know, juncture of his life.
Appreciate that, Michael, and wish your chief the best.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Any other comments? Do we have anything else we need to do, Cody?
Not from my end.
We're good.
Okay, remind everybody our next meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, September 20th at 10 o'clock a.m. And if there is nothing else, we'd take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, we've got a motion. Do we have a second?
Second, Mayor Allen.
I was thinking for a minute everybody wanted to hang around. Maybe you got yard work you don't want to get back to.
That's true.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. See you all September 20th. Thanks.
Thanks again, everybody.
Thank you.